Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, joined this week by tight end Rob Gronkowski. Rob, fancy meeting you.
I thought you were going for a handshake. What should we do here?
I was going to say fancy meeting you here in hotel ballrooms, but how was the trip?
The trip was easy. You got to appreciate the easy trips. You know, you just travel right to the airport. It's like a 45-minute flight. It goes nice and smooth. So nice, easy trip here. Feeling good.
We've had a lot of road trips here in the last couple of weeks. So I'm curious, what's the first thing you do when you get to a new city?
Oh, when I first get here, I just go up to my room, change up, get into, you know, the Patriots sweat gear. And I had my friend pick me up, and I grew up about 10 minutes away from here, my home. So I just went home, saw my brothers, saw my father, and Now my boy just brought me back here. We actually shot some basketball real quick, a couple three-pointers, just talked. So it was cool catching up with everyone. Now getting back here, about to eat a nice dinner.
Awesome. So now in the first weeks of the season, you battled through a hamstring injury. As a competitor and a team player, how difficult was it to put your injury and yourself first?
It's always difficult to come back from an injury. And when your boys are out there, they're fighting every single week. You see them out at practice every single week going hard. It just motivates you to keep going hard and get back out on the field. So that was a big motivation for myself, just to get back out there and fight with the boys out there, with the guys out there that are all busting their butts every single week. So got back nice and healthy, and now I've been rolling for a few weeks.
Speaking of rolling, now that you're back in the swing of things, one more touchdown reception gives you the Patriots record for most touchdown receptions and most touchdowns as a Patriot. What does that honor mean to you?
It's a huge honor. It means a lot. But as of right now, it hasn't happened, so I don't really talk about it yet. So I'll just go and buy my business and just doing what I do as of now.
If I may, though, if it does happen this week, how cool is it that you're in your hometown with your family?
Yes, that's super cool. My family gets to see it and being in my hometown where I grew up. It's definitely an honor.
All right, we're turning the page to tomorrow's game. You've played against plenty of Rex Ryan defenses, but that doesn't mean it's easy. What is so difficult about that unit?
Yes, Rex Ryan always has great defenses. What makes it so difficult is the way he changes up everything. He can have a blitz zero look, like he's bringing the house on a blitz, and they can all back up and drop in the P coverage, and they only have three rushers coming, and makes the coverage hard to get open out in a route. So just overall, he just mixes it up so much that you're always guessing. You always got to be on top of your toes.
How do you stay away from kind of wanting to avenge the first loss and make sure you come away with a win? Because that's the objective all the time. But is there a revenge factor there at all?
You just got to take 1 week at a time, really. The NFL is a one-week season. And, I mean, that already happened. That's in the past now. We put that in the past. And now it's a new week, new game, and a new Sunday. So we're going to be ready to roll when come game time.
All right, Rob, I know you have meetings to run to, so I'm going to let you go. But thanks so much for stopping by, and best of luck tomorrow. Let's high-five on the way
out. All right, no problem.
No more
Thank
handshakes.
You. There
Thank
we
you.
Go.
All right,
take care.
Thanks so much.
Have fun at the game.
You too. You too. All right, guys, some other things to be on the lookout for. Just about an hour ago, news broke that Deion Lewis is going to remain on the PUP list at least for this week, but that made room for practice squad running back Tyler Gaffney to be pulled up to the 53-man squad. So maybe we'll see Gaffney in the running back core a little bit tomorrow. And other news, Martellus Bennett did not practice on Friday, still dealing with that ankle injury. He was listed as questionable, but he was on the plane. He did make the flight here to Buffalo, so that's also good news for Patriots fans. And for those of you expecting to see LeSean McCoy, he's still listed as questionable on the Bills side. So again, we'll have to see how all of these injuries shake out tomorrow at 1:00. I'll see you then.